We're happy to feature on this Community Corner a team from Winchester that travels on a medical mission trip to Haiti each year. And the leader of that team, Team Dabonet, with Winchester Helping Haiti, is none other than Dr. Laura N. Dabonet. Dr. Dabonet, great to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Thank you, Barry. I'm so happy to be here.
This is an incredible mission. Give us a little bit of history behind this and why you got involved.
I have always wanted to do medical mission work in the developing world. Before I got too old to travel and share my skills and my expertise and knowledge to young professionals in a place like Haiti. And I was looking for somewhere where we could do surgical mission work because I think that speaks to the highest skills I can teach. And it began 4 years ago, and I have a dedicated team that has traveled with me for 4 years, including nurses, technologists, general surgeons, anesthesiologists, and other gynecologic surgeons to put this trip together.
Just the logistics of doing a mission project like this must involve all kinds of coordination.
It does. We have technologists who help organize the equipment and the donations of equipment. We have a nurse, Stacy Chapman, who organizes the nursing staff. We collaborate with Shenandoah University to bring faculty and students in every health profession to be a part of this. And one of our major supporters is Valley Health Systems. They provide supplies. They provide the money to send technologists and nurses with us. But it is an enormous project that takes over a year to plan and prepare for.
Wow. You know, this is a win-win-win-win-win all the way across the board. I mean, not only the humanitarian work that you're doing for the people of Haiti, but also what you're learning as a doctor and also the learning of the team that goes with you.
Absolutely. In 1 week, I can show a student from Shenandoah University more pathology than I could ever give them in a lifetime of coming to my office. The conditions are more difficult to operate in and to treat patients in. So you have to collaborate, you have to be creative, you have to demonstrate leadership skills, and everybody on the team brings that back to their patient care in Winchester. So our entire community benefits.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, this takes money, Dr. Dabonet, and tell us about your fundraiser that's going on.
Well, it costs about $30,000 to $50,000 to provide a week of surgical care, and we're running 3 operating rooms. We have to purchase the medications and the supplies. It costs about $2,000 per person for the entire week to get them down there and back. And so my team came up with an idea to sell raffle tickets to raise money for our supplies and for the trip costs of members of our team. And all the money goes through the Community Coalition of Haiti, which is our partner, and they provide the logistics support. And you can go to our website, Winchester Helping Haiti, to find out more information about the raffle tickets and what's offered.
WinchesterHelpingHaiti.org. There's also the Facebook page, Winchester Helping Haiti.
And I'll give you a highlight on one of the raffle items. My husband, who is a psychiatrist, comes along, and he finds all sorts of things to do, but he has donated a trip on his sailboat for the raffle, and I hope people will take up the opportunity to buy a ticket or two and a chance to ride on the Paradox.
Aha, there we go. There we go. Dangling that carrot to go sailing there. Well, congratulations on an incredible, incredible mission and making Winchester proud and doing some incredible work in Haiti. Dr. Laura Dabonet is the leader of Team Dabonet with Winchester Helping Haiti. Hey, best of luck, Laura. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Barry. I appreciate your time.